This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, October 11th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Last month, people spent nearly 2 billion hours on Twitch, watching all sorts of live streams. People playing video games, showing off their workouts, chatting with their legions of fans. Streaming sites have become quite lucrative for streamers, but it hasn't always been clear how much they're making. That is until last week, when a data breach exposed Twitch's payments to streamers. On today's show, our reporter Sarah Needleman, who covers the gaming industry, joins us to discuss the leak, the fallout from it, and what the newly public information doesn't show about the live streaming business. That's after these headlines. Apple told a federal judge it plans to appeal a verdict in a high-profile antitrust case brought against it by Epic Games. The verdict last month mostly favored Apple, but the company was required to loosen some restrictions on how app developers can seek payments from users and still be listed in Apple's App Store. The company is looking to have that order put on hold. Epic has already filed an appeal in the case. The largest teachers union in the U.S. is urging social media platforms to crack down on the spread of dangerous viral challenges. In a letter shared with the Wall Street Journal, the president of the National Education Association asked TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to publicly pledge to, quote, put public safety over profit by regulating their platforms. A viral TikTok challenge from last month involved students vandalizing or stealing from school bathrooms. A separate challenge dares students to slap teachers. Representatives from TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram didn't respond to a request for comment. A Twitter representative said the company received the letter and plans to respond. China's food delivery giant Meituan was fined more than $533 million for engaging in anti-competitive practices. China's top antitrust regulator said the company's exclusivity agreements with vendors violated anti-monopoly laws. The agreements, known as Choose One of Two, force many small businesses to pick between internet retailers in China. Beijing has been working to crack down on the practice as part of its year-long effort to rein in the power of local tech giants. Meituan said it accepted the penalty and that it would refrain from the Choose One of Two policy in the future. And a global corporate tax deal has been reached. Nearly 140 countries agreed on Friday to set a minimum corporate tax rate of 15% on multinational companies by 2023. It marks the largest overhaul of global tax rules in a century. The agreement aims to crack down on tax avoidance by companies and is expected to raise an additional tax revenue of $150 billion annually. Many tech companies have been supportive of the deal, despite potentially having to pay more taxes, because it would help them avoid a chaotic patchwork of national tax laws. Okay, coming up, leaked information from Twitch exposed how much its streamers are making. Why do some of them say it's not the full picture? We'll discuss after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Last week, a post showed up in the online forum 4chan. It was from a hacker linking to information they claim to have stolen from Twitch, the popular streaming service owned by Amazon. The data included amounts that some live streamers earn on Twitch, providing a rare look at what users are making on the site. Some streamers say the figures are accurate, but many claim the numbers posted don't give the full picture. Joining us to discuss is our reporter, Sarah Needleman. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
So, Sarah, let's start with the basics. How do people earn money on Twitch?
One of the most common ways is through an ad sharing program that Twitch has, although you do have to reach a certain number of viewers to participate. Another way that streamers make money on Twitch is through sales of subscriptions to their channels. For the most popular streamers, Twitch may cut special deals to prevent them from streaming on competing services.
In the leaked data that was posted online, that gave us some insight into what some of these streamers are making. What can we learn from that?
Well, it gives you a sense of how much money people are making from the ad sharing program and the subscriptions, and potentially from any special deals that Twitch cuts with the most popular streamers to prevent them from streaming on competitor services. So that's a pretty good basis of what they make. And we know that some of the most successful streamers make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. However, streamers do make money other ways, not directly from the platform. And so their incomes could be much larger than even that. And also their income can vary dramatically from month to month. It's not like they're getting a steady paycheck.
Were there any big surprises in what people were earning or who was earning what?
I think it confirmed the suspicion that the top streamers make a really large amount of money. It's always been somewhat secretive. Streamers keep their salaries close to their vest because they use it for negotiating purposes with the platforms themselves if they consider going to a competing service. And also just when they're striking deals with third parties, say a sponsor, the amount of money they're making from the platform itself reflects their popularity. And so it plays a role in those negotiations as well.
Right. I mean, I don't think anybody would want their salary necessarily posted online. It really takes away your negotiating power.
It takes away that power, but it also, in this case, doesn't provide a complete picture of your value, the worth you provide, because if you're also striking deals with sponsors, corporate sponsors, you're getting income that way. You also may be getting tips, and some of the streamers get very lucrative donations from third-party services. And another way that they make money is that some of the big video game publishers like Activision Blizzard and Electronic Arts will pay streamers to play their new releases on launch day. So it's a very mixed bag, and the data leak only gives a small window into their total income.
But we know some platforms like Twitch, they pay these players for exclusive deals. They want them to only stream on their platforms. Why would they want to do that? Can you tell us a little bit about what the reasoning behind that is and how much they'll pay for it?
Well, sure. It's a competitive market. So if a big name streamer is on one platform, the platform doesn't want them to go to another one because their followers, their fans, may follow them over to the other service. And so having a big name on your platform and keeping them there and knowing that you won't see them anywhere else is an important way to keep up engagement. We know that some of these streamers are very popular and that the publishers will pay them tens of thousands of dollars just to play a game for a matter of hours. So you can only imagine that the amount of eyeballs they're attracting, which are pretty significant numbers, the more viewers, the more they're going to take in from ad revenue. And so it's safe to expect that the ones that are attracting the most eyeballs are going to make the most money. And we're talking about a platform that just in September, people spent 1.7 billion hours watching Twitch. And that's up 20% from a year earlier. This is a platform that keeps growing in popularity. So naturally, that 1.7 billion hours is divided among all the different streamers. But we know that just a handful are the ones that are getting the most viewers. So they're really, it should be expected that they're really generating a significant amount of income for that reason alone.
Do we know anything about why the hack took place?
Yes. The person who allegedly leaked the information said that they considered Twitch to be a disgusting, toxic cesspool, and they wanted to get back at the company. The exact quote is, "Their community is a disgusting, toxic cesspool, so to foster more disruption and competition in the online video streaming space, we've completely pawned them," which is a slang term for hack. The alleged hacker alluded to Amazon's ownership of Twitch, posting their message alongside a photo of Jeff Bezos, who we know is the founder of Amazon. And he said that Jeff Bezos paid $970 million for this, meaning Twitch, which is correct, and that this hacker is giving away for free information that is normally kept quiet.
That's a pretty bold claim, but we've heard comments about Twitch being, you know, a pretty difficult place for a lot of users. Can you tell us about that?
Like a lot of online services that consumers use, you're going to have some people who are not very nice and will make nasty comments in the chat box aimed at the live streamers. And just last month, Twitch sued two users for allegedly sending racist, anti-gay, sexist, and violent messages to its streamers. And so that's just a latest example of the challenges the site has had in moderating its content.
I wonder, will this change anything for Twitch or for its users now that this information is out?
Well, it certainly could make people a little bit more uncomfortable using the service. Nobody wants to have their information hacked. This could, you know, apply to users. I mean, Twitch has been hacked before. In 2015, the company said that some users' information might have been accessed without authorization, and that would be passwords, email addresses, home addresses, phone numbers, birth dates. So whenever you hear about a company having any sort of data leak, if you're a user of that service or employed by that service, that's certainly nerve-wracking. And again, this is not the first time Twitch has had a breach, and so it may make people a little bit nervous about, you know, continuing to use it, and it also may make some streamers think about perhaps shifting to another service. I mean, these, you know, data breaches are common, especially in the video game industry. We've seen companies like earlier this year, Electronic Arts was hacked, CD Projekt SA also hacked. So to some degree, we've almost grown used to this. But nevertheless, if you know you're a user of these services, you want to be sure that your information is kept private. And if it happens more than once, your confidence is going to erode.
All right, that was our reporter, Sarah Needleman. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you're looking for more tech news, check out our website, WSJ.com. And if you like the show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.